A word for you from Matthew chapter 5 verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. I'd like to share with you today more of what it means regarding God's comfort. But firstly, we cannot detach his comfort from the first part of the verse, those who mourn. Now, the Lord is not just speaking about an earthly grief. Of course, there are sad situations, and God does comfort even in those situations if we bring our sorrow to him. But the Lord here is speaking about the condition of man. When you realize your filth in the sight of God, it should cause you to mourn. Umuntu ozibona ukuthi emehlweni kaNkulunkulu ungcolile kangakanani uzokhala. Kuzoba khona ukububula enhlizweni yakhe, khona uzoduduzwa. Now, when it speaks about comfort, God's comfort, it doesn't just mean sympathy. Neither does it mean empathy. Sympathy meaning sorry for, and empathy meaning sorry with. But it is even deeper than that, although the first two are true, but it means much more than that. It is a combination of two Latin words which mean to put strength in, or to infuse with power. That's God's comfort. If you truly mourn about your sinful condition, and you turn to God, not away from him, he brings comfort. The infusing of power. An example of this is David when he cries out in Psalm 138, and then God's answer in verse 3, David says, "On the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul." Have you experienced that comfort from God? Or are you simply looking for sympathy? Are you perhaps trying to get it from your neighbors around you? Are you trying to act depressed and have a long face so that others will feel sorry for you? If you come to God with your sorrow, he's able to comfort you in the way that will leave you strengthened, infused with power. That is the comfort that God is speaking about. Do you have this comfort? Ukududuzwa lokhu kuchaza ukuthi umuntu uthola amandla. And that is what God wants to do for you today.